Hello, welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. I'm Chest, aka Chest. Whom else is with me tonight?
I'm Colb.
And I'm Ben.
Hey. Hey. Ben, look what I brought.
Hey.
Specifically thought of you.
Oh, thank you.
Saw this on the clearance rack. You're going to go, whoa.
Ba-da-ba. Oh, my. That is beautiful.
To celebrate.
That should celebrate. Be censored. It's so good.
I know. It is. We didn't say what it was. We censored out how good it is. So, fellas.
Yeah.
We recorded. Like that song. Stop. We recorded January the 4th, and then we did not record for 3 weeks, and then we recorded February the 1st, and then this has been the first time that all three of us have recorded since February the 1st. That has been 5 weeks.
Wow, has it been that long?
It's felt that long.
Man.
So I'm glad you didn't feel like it was that long. It felt that long for me. Lots of things, sicknesses, hospital visits.
Yes.
Not related, actually. I was not in the hospital because I was sick.
That's a good clarification. Yeah.
I was in the hospital because my wife had our third child.
Yes. So
cheers to me.
Cheers indeed.
Yep. Love that. Love that.
So good. The first sip.
Man, I only have only one. No, so, I wouldn't even say criticism because there's no way to drink that and it be a negative.
It's like a can.
To me, yeah, the bottle is just.
But it was superior. $1. Would you buy it for $1?
I'd buy it for $10. But what I'm saying is, like, yeah, the bottle is just a step up.
But I saw it. I was walking out of the
grocery
store, and it was sitting there on the clearance rack for $1. I was like, I'm gonna record tomorrow. Of course, I'm gonna buy this.
Oh my word! I should be drinking one right now. You know, the funny thing about the champagne of all beers is it is even when it's not on clearance, it's cheap. It is the cheapest.
Yeah. This might have been upcharged,
actually. Cheap. Yeah. You overpaid. Yeah. it is the best cheap, but not cheap beverage, I think, on the planet. Yeah. And if Victor Zaki were here, he would weigh heavily in on this as well.
He's currently skiing, so he's not here.
But yeah, he's not
actually.
Currently
he's probably
here.
Not on the slopes at this point. He was skiing today. I talked to him. He was skiing.
I can't even picture him skiing. I can only picture him falling. tell him I said that.
Yeah. Well, he had a lot of practice on the dunes. He probably skied in Egypt on the dunes.
Yes.
And that was his practice.
Yep.
So it's way more painful when you fall on sand. So I imagine he got good at not falling. So,
man.
This is all assumptions. I'm assuming this was his life. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. All right. Have you guys been? I to this day have still never been skiing. Have either of you? And do you enjoy said things?
So, that's actually a great question. I've never been snow skiing. So when I was in high school, we would do, you know, like the youth group snow trips. I don't know if y'all did those because we didn't live near snow. So we would go to snow and do a snowboarding skiing trip and then we'd come home. But I did blades when I was in high school. Do you know what those are?
Like rollerblades?
Yes, I rollerbladed down the slopes. they're short skis. So they're like the size of a normal ski. So I did those. Yeah. Very fun.
That does
But I prefer
fun.
Snowboarding.
Okay.
I'm going to choose. Yeah.
Ooh, fair. Colb, how about you?
Yes, I do ski. I'm not amazing at it, but.
Present tense.
Yeah. Yeah. No, when I was in charge of our church's youth group, we went every year.
That makes sense.
And I used to go all the time with the school groups and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. And it came very natural because I was good at ice skating and rollerblading. So, yeah. Ben, since you're good at both of those, you could pick up skiing pretty quick.
You think so?
I do.
Man.
I do. I forgot Kolb was a figure skater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Olympics.
Gold medalist 95 and 2002.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. 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 He was
those 2 years and only a bronze in 2007. I got too old.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah. Well, age just caught up with you.
It really did. There's a lot of whippersnappers that just are too good these days. Better trainers.
Just get a little wobbly.
Yeah. In 2006, my ankle turned to glass and it was over.
To glass.
They have chains wrapped around it.
Yes. Oh, that's
you got to shatter those chains, Kolb. Don't let those hold you back.
Yes. How long was your hair?
How long was your hair when you had glass ankles?
Oh, yeah, it was, past the derriere. Hey, don't spit that out, Jess.
Yeah.
The champagne. The champagne.
All over my computer.
You just spit out 18 cents of that goodness.
I'm losing. It almost came out my nose. Oh, it's been too long.
Yep.
Oh,
yep. Well, over a month, I think.
Yep. You know what's so sad? Magic of the internet. This will just be at the end of a series for everybody else.
Oh, I know. No time elapsed at all.
Nobody has delayed 2 months in listening to talk about this content.
As we're acting like this is a 10-year reunion.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, that's nice. Yeah, literally. I kind of put a clarifier when I put out the first episode of MASH, that a lot has happened. So, like, I had a kid. Season 2 of this show has come out since, like, was announced and came out since we recorded, started recording the first one. So we've had a lot of choppiness in recording this particular series.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been fun. I actually had a lot of fun, which we'll get to a lot later, ranking this series because of, like, it's like, oh, I've kind of sat with this thing for a while. Which is
yeah.
It was harder to rank than I thought it would be.
I agree.
For very good reasons. Not for the bad ones. You know?
Hey.
Hey, hoo hoo. Yeah. But yeah. So obviously, blah, blah, blah. I've had a baby. She's beautiful. She's legitimately beautiful, in my opinion. I even put her as my, she replaced the family as my screensaver. So on my phone.
Wow.
So that's a pretty big deal. I've never had just one kid as a screensaver. So now my other two are going to be like, what the heck, Dad? But they're the other screensaver, so, you know.
Mm.
Now your screen is busted.
Yeah, I know.
I just shattered my phone. Forget this. So what have you guys been up to while I was eating hospital sandwiches?
Oof. Man. Wow.
Well, future episodes, Ben and I record with a guest. That'll be fun for y'all to watch. Or listen to, I should say, later.
Yeah.
It'll release
after spoilers.
MASH, actually. It'll release after MASH, so it's very soon.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so actually,
so immediately next after week.
This episode. next week. Next week, you can talk about it. You can give a little preview if you want even, but next week it'll release.
That's cool.
Yeah. You don't have to give away anything, but yeah, you do. Huh. It'll be just you two and a guest, because I am past tense unavailable.
Well... That's a good question. Do you think you will end up being in some of the end episodes there?
Yeah, put me on the spot. You could. On the air,
sure am.
No comment. We'll see what
happens.
Come
on, folks. Get Chest on the episodes. Get Chest on the episodes.
Yep. There's such a good rhythm to that chant.
Yeah. Hip, hip, hooray. Like our episode here.
It's good. It's starting out great. I already broke decorum by snapping the can at the first of the episode, threw off Ben.
Yeah.
Saw it in your face.
It did. Yeah, I did giggle. I did. Yep. There we go. That's going to get that on the table sooner or later.
Yep. Yeah. I feel like there was so many things I was saving for our episodes. And then,
oh, my goodness.
You know, weeks went by and I'm like, oh, there's just too much. I don't remember what it was.
Both Ben and I finished Black Clover.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Wait, did y'all
finish it? We did a filler on it. And
or you finished it after the episode?
We finished after our filler. Did that filler air already?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. We finished it.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah, we did.
So
we did. Yes. Monumental.
Right?
It's a long show, right?
170 episodes.
170 Dalmatians.
That's considered long.
Yeah.
And it's not over.
It's not over.
Not over yet. Not over till the rooster rings the bell.
That's a saying.
Yeah. Now I've you know, if we want to just throw something out here. I've started two new shows recently. Both of the same genre, if I may. A genre I've never viewed, if I may.
Is it high literary romance?
Close, but it is more the gamer type anime.
Oh, really?
Oh, now, now I'm actually very interested. Which one?
Ben, I did not expect that.
Oh, well, the two shows. So one, I've never done this before. I don't think I have. Is Seen, that's what I thought, when I pronounced it like that too. The first one was in, you know how in Crunchyroll it'll like promote some new shows.
No, yes.
I don't know that I've ever watched those. Like, it's coming right out.
Is
and
it
I did
like a scrolling thing.
Yep, at the, yep. Yeah. I did for Solo Leveling. I think I did text you about that one.
You did text us.
It's been very good so far. I think it's 8 or 9 episodes in. Nice. Yeah, I really enjoy that. And then while watching that, I was emailing my tattoo artist who has been mentioned before, a great guy and loves anime as well. He said, hey, if you're checking that out, there's another new show that has that type of world, like leveling up, things like that. Shangli Frontier?
Oh, I've seen
what
the ads.
Yeah, you talked about
the bird. Does it have a bird head?
Yeah. I've seen it. That one's good. It is not yet really good or bad yet. It's just kind of, I'm interested.
I think the kids call that mid.
Ooh.
I think that's legitimately what it is.
Oh, yeah. What was the exact name of that? I know I'm butchering it.
Shanghai and Shufa.
Is it like Shangri-La?
Shangri-La.
No.
And the Ten Rings.
Yeah, that's
that. It's Shanghai La Frontier.
Oh. Ah.
Yep. Yeah, cool. It's decent.
It's decent.
And yeah, so it's fun watching those kind of at the same time, doing a little comparing, contrasting, if you will, similarities, differences.
Yep. I have not been watching much lately. taking a break, kind of a natural pause, which has been good.
Mm.
And I'm going to like jump back in a bit, but
there you go.
You know,
yeah,
that's it.
You got things going on.
Yeah, you do.
I got stuff going on. We have been watching Abbott Elementary though, because that is season 3 of that has come out, and we really love that show.
So, watching what?
Abbott Elementary.
Can you remind me and maybe the viewers?
Abbott Elementary is a. It follows the hot the. The Hobbit, no. The Office.
Nice.
Terrible mix up there. The Office is found, you know, camera following you around.
Yeah.
Montage. I don't know if they were the first ones to do that, but they definitely made it popular. But it's around an elementary school in Philadelphia.
Oh.
And it's like an under-resourced, underprivileged school. And it's just hilarious. It's
genuinely hilarious. I am so curious.
It's so, so funny. Me and Paolo,
I remember you talking. You've talked about this once in the podcast, right?
So the writer's strike got the season 3 delayed. So season 3 is finally coming out. So after we record this, we're going to go watch an episode because it came out this morning at 5 a.m. And while I probably was awake, I was not ready to watch an episode. I do have one hospital story I want to share. It has zero to do with the birth, but everything to do with food. And it's amazing.
Okay, those are synonymous, right?
Probably. So, what is one of the worst things about being in the hospital giving birth? We all know what it is. Besides the couch that you're going to sleep on,
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's the worst way. Yep. The second worst thing is you can't bring food into the room and eat during the birth, right? I mean, you could technically bring some in.
Yeah.
But it's not really there. There's not really food there.
Yeah.
So if there's a long labor, you could be in there a long time with like some basic snacks, maybe, if you were prepped enough.
Yeah.
We did a water birth. So we're going to set all those details aside, not talk about that. We are going to talk about how they redid that whole wing of the hospital. They had two, they called them like nourishment rooms. There was snack rooms, guys. Two snack rooms, fully stocked fridges, broth, sandwiches, coffee, tea, popsicles.
What kind of snacks are we talking?
So it's basic. It's like crackers, peanut butter, but they had popsicles. They had sandwich boxes with like pretzels and graham crackers, cinnamon graham crackers.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
They had juice. They had sodas. They had coffee. They had tea. They had broth packets. It wasn't like huge, but the fact is they didn't care. They're like, yeah, eat whatever you want.
Good.
My wife had a sandwich during labor. I was like, this is amazing.
Wow.
So
incredible.
I was like, five-star review of our hospital for the upgrades. So that was amazing to me because I was like, I can just go get food while my wife is laboring and bring it back here and eat it. This is great. Mm. So that was the highlight of that moment.
If we have any nurses listening to the show right now, we just want to say thank you. It's a thankless job, everything you do.
We had a great nursing team, by the way.
He had a great nursing team. Thank you. Yeah. Mm.
Yep. Thank you, nurses, if you're listening. Thank you, doctors. Thank you, midwives. Thank you, architects of the hospital in Greensboro.
Yep. Security, the hospital. Janitors, the hospital.
The security was pretty chill. I didn't have an armband, which was technically their fault. And they gave me one so I could get in and out. The nurse looked at me and she's like,
blasted.
She's like, you don't have the armband. How did you get up here? I was like, well, I don't know. They just sent me up. And she's like, you need to go get one of those. I was like, okay, I'll go get one.
Let's not forget valet, the unsung heroes.
Oh, yes. The valet was lovely. They were very, very kind.
Did you get a free pie?
Yeah.
No.
Lasagna?
No. And I remembered that. And I was like, okay, that docks us a star here. Because, Dubuque, I took him a whole lasagna, man.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
They treat you right.
The whole lasagna, that was. Now, my mom did have two frozen lasagnas waiting for us when we got here. So that helped soothe my soul. And I prefer my mom's lasagna. So,
Yeah, it's fair.
Sorry.
Shut up, Pam.
Yeah, she makes a good lasagna. She makes a good lasagna.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. But yeah, so that's my one hospital story I want to share is that I could eat food during the labor. That was fun.
Wow. What a story. I don't even know where it started or where it ended.
Yeah, I don't know what the point of it was, but we got beautiful. Here and we're done with it.
Here we are.
Throw it out the window.
Oh, it's a delight. What a delight.
Oh man, I'm gonna start singing Anchorman.
There you go.
Too funny. Well, too we funny. Actually do have a decent too amount to talk about because we're ending a show.
That's right, we are.
So I won't delay us on purpose unless there was some tidbits you legit still wanted to share. I'm not gonna drag it out. No? Okay, well,
I'm good.
We're gonna roll on into it because it's the end of Mashley Magic and Mashhole. Magic and Muscles. We have finally finished it. Let's just go in. Just give me a thumbs up, like the classic, like we'll get into details, but what did you think? Thumbs up, thumbs in the middle, thumbs down? How did you think it ended for season one?
I'm a thumbs up.
Thumbs
me
up.
Too.
Three thumbs ups. That's awesome.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah. Kolb has two thumbs.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It wasn't me. It was two from Kolb, one from Ben.
Just didn't vote.
I abstained because I was the one asking the question. Legally, I can't vote. Yeah. So yeah, how did y'all feel like? Did you feel like season one ended well? Like it ended at like, okay, I'm like, there's enough to like want, make me want to go into season two, but it wrapped up in a nice little bow, like all the little plot line that I was looking, the main plot line of season one, blah, blah, blah. How did you feel about the end of the plot lines for season one?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest here. I thought it ended great. I thought season one wrapped up very well. We had a just quick, clear little arc there. And we have a very much another level of a story to move into. And I actually forgot that we hadn't finished the show. And I almost started, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I was going to just rock out season two. But that's when I started Shanghai Law Frontier.
That would have been hilarious.
Yeah. Season two. Like, oh, let's do predictions. Oh, whoops. I was right again.
That's now, only me.
I thought it ended very well. I have a lot more thoughts, but I'll just say that for how I think the story ended.
Awesome. Yeah. Hope. For what this show was, I think the ending of season one was very appropriate.
Yeah.
And the word I want to use is perfect, but not in like the, it was an amazing ending. But I think for what it is, they did it right to end the season the way they did.
Yeah. It was a perfect ending for this particular season.
Yes. And without going into details, I can explain myself later, but.
Sure.
Yes. No, I think it was very appropriate.
I loved it too. I agree with both those. I think that this was a pretty low stakes kind of arc. Like you know, watching this sort of thing, if a student is messing around with this sort of, like, no one's probably going to die if you're watching these students fight each other. I think, again, obviously, of like, you know, Harry Potter, and like there's the big bad, and like, okay, if, you know, if Voldemort's going to kill somebody, that's pretty high stakes. But if a student is fighting another student, I'm usually not too worried how high of a stakes this is. I'm like, this is probably going to end in the hero's favor. And so it's more of like, how are they going to do it? And I really did enjoy like his final fight with the dude, the puppet master dude. I thought that was great. He had to stretch himself a little bit. He had to do some different things. They kept their same ridiculous, like, reasons for things working. Like the muscle memory and reaction time thing was, ridiculous. It's so funny. So stuff like that, like, you know, by this point it just hits the right way, and so it's like, okay, yeah, you're staying on brand, you're not being ridiculous, and it's well, they are, that's the point. And I think it went great, and it definitely left me like ready to watch season two. Like, I was ready again. I think without going into too much details why, I don't know that we'll cover season two, but I definitely think we will. I will definitely watch season two.
So
any specifics that of why this was a great ending and why you want to watch season two, or maybe any, if there was any negatives or lower points, or like, because maybe there is, never know.
So I'll start with one, because I do have quite a few thoughts actually. I don't think any negative. One positive, I mentioned this before, but I think it was clearly portrayed again here. One of my favorite parts of the show is Mr. Mashley says and does almost everything I want him to, or what I'm thinking as well. Like, he makes fun of other characters. He's just like, why are you licking that rock? I'm like, I hope he punches this person in the face. And he punches the person in the face. He rocks pretty much everybody the whole show. I have thoroughly enjoyed his character. There was multiple examples throughout the show, but I think in even these last two episodes, you're just like, I hope he just absolutely rocks this person in the face. 2 seconds later, he does exactly that. So very satisfying moments for me through his character. I'll stop right there. So that was one thought.
You're so right that he he's like a normal audience person watching the show, because we know the trope of like the weirdo bad guy doing something, you know, like licking a knife or licking whatever weapon he has. And so he licks this rock trying to be intimidating and creepy. And Mash is just like, ew, gross. Why are you licking that? Like, that's so funny. That's so funny. Yeah. And that's just his character. And yeah, he stayed that way through the whole season, which is great.
No,
he did. He does. He has a lot of he's very deadpan.
Yes.
And not necessarily on purpose. That's just how they've written him. Like, he's not a deadpan and he knows it person. He's flat. Like, he's just, he almost has no humor at all. He has like no funny bone, which makes him hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. It's good. It's good. Yeah.
How about you guys? What are some thoughts?
Colster.
I don't know. I feel like, Chess, you haven't really given much of your opinion so far. I want to hear from you.
One thing before you go, Chess.
Okay.
Is that the third container you've drank out of in the past 10 minutes?
What's happening over there?
And are those both water? What do you... you are going to be peeing all night, my friend.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a juice box now.
Yes.
I had a juice box the other day for the first time in a long time. It was very, very fun. I did. Actually, it was, you know, it was crazy. Things you don't think about until your kid experiences it for the first time. I had to teach my 3-year-old how to drink a juice box because she kept squeezing it and it shot out and it's like startled her. And I was
not easy.
Like, yeah. No, sweetie, you can't grab it. You have to like gingerly pick it up. And she was like, it kept shirting out and she had to like wipe it up. And I'm like, well, first of all, I'll just drink it and then we'll clean it up. But she likes to clean things. Yes, good. This is good. One of my favorite. It's not the most carbonated and it's not the most interesting sparkling water, but I do love Topo Chico mineral sparkling water from Monterrey, Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah, so I got that and champagne of all beers to celebrate tonight.
Nice.
Coming back.
Good.
Not my kids, coming back to this podcast. That was what we're celebrating, by the way. No, it's the classic, like, I really liked it. So sometimes a mixed or a negative thing makes for a more interesting conversation. Like, I just really love the fight. I really love how he interacted with the puppet dude. I love the gimmicks. Like I said, I've already mentioned, does he block? What does he do when his muscles kick in? Because it does something. He just moves. He moves when he's not supposed to. He's been frozen as a puppet and his muscles move and he's and we see that it's his
spinal reflex. Muscles,
right. His muscles reacting without his brain doing the motions, and it's like an actual human thing that can happen technically. And so his body's just that insane that it does it automatically a lot. So then he breaks out of being a puppet and then he saves everybody. But yeah, like him dodging the strings and like going through all those things, or like breaking the strings so fast, using different things to block and like hide behind, I thought was really fun. A lot of those, like, legitimately, like, I'm a little outclassed, so I'm going to use what I got, like, as far as the, you know, the playing field to like breakthrough. It wasn't just like, oh, I appeared behind you and punched you in the face and then we're done, because I'm that fast of, you know, like muscles wise, like I actually have to do something, which is what I enjoyed about the fight. Like he did have to do something. He wasn't necessarily completely outmatched, but he wasn't just like he walked up and punched the guy in the face and he was done. Mm-hmm. So that's the type of fights that I do enjoy when it's really ridiculous. There's some of those fights we've compared, you know, some of the gimmicks and some of the power levels in this to like One Punch Man, which has a season 3 that's finally been in production, by the way, Ben. So if you want to watch One Punch Man, season 3 is in production. I don't know if there's a release date yet, but it's for sure. It's no longer in like hiatus or like delayed. It's
okay.
It's being made.
So it's time to go.
There's a trailer for it. There's a trailer for season 3.
Okay.
So there officially is a trailer for season 3. So yeah, you can watch that, but there's some of that, like there's some fights in One Punch Man where he gets to someone high enough and he's like fighting them legitimately, but you still are like, this guy's still crazy, but he's having to work for it. And so I enjoy those type of fights because it's like, yeah, I probably know how this is going to end, but it's still very entertaining and fun watching how he does what he does. Mm-hmm. And again, yeah, it stays so on point. The end, when they're like dancing around circles and singing, and it's just so ridiculous. Like,
oh yeah,
it's just so ridiculous. Cause then the, you know, the next big bad comes in and they're just dancing in a circle, and it's just howdy. Like,
howdy.
Yeah,
howdy. Whatever they say.
It's just that those sorts of gimmicks really make me laugh a lot when it's that dumb. I just think it's so funny. So that was a lot of my like pros for this one, was that I did enjoy that they brought in some big bads at the end to like, you know, draw you into season two.
Yeah.
Like, hey, there's more to come. Like, it's right. Not just done. Like, and we're going to throw you into season two and you have to start from scratch. Cause I even like, I think I saw the title for season two and I was like, oh man, like they're not even jumping straight into the big bads. It's like a, you know, you're going to be in a new little thing that's going to be low stakes again, but you know, like behind the scenes, there's something going on. And so you've mm-hmm. got to keep watching. So I'm excited for season two for that reason too.
Yeah. One trope that has come out a lot in this show, and I just feel like I'm noticing it more and more in anime, is the, oh man, I can't believe you made me use this move, or
yep. You I didn't want to do it, but point. Now I've got to do this.
Yep. It's kind of at this point, like whenever the good guy smashes the bad guy and there's a moment of, did it hit? You know, no, it didn't do it. And they're about to say, oh, I can't believe you make me use this move. So funny. And it's perfect in this show.
Yeah, you'll love Dragon Ball Z then, Ben. Oh my goodness. We have to pay our respects to the creator of Dragon Ball passed away. That was so sad.
Yes,
he did.
Very, very sad. Very, very sad. Sorry for everyone that loved Dragon Ball, including us.
Mm-hmm.
That was very sad. Now we'll continue. But we did.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I'm sure most people know this, but I do not.
That's okay.
So all the Dragon Ball that was, everything that's come out Dragon Ball was from him, or did someone else ever take over? Or
the manga from Dragon Ball Z and Super were all him. So storyline and character design, that's all him.
There's one show called GT series, that is series. Sorry, that is not. It was his disciple.
Okay.
And everyone pretty much agrees that that should not be canon and should be in a garbage heap somewhere.
Oh, so it's not enjoyable on any level? Like, not even just like on a casual, you know, it's not him. Like, it's just not good.
What do you think, Colb?
You know, I think it has its merit, but it can't be canon because Super doesn't follow any of those things, right?
No,
I didn't. I haven't watched Super yet, and I'm afraid to.
Super pretty much ignores that it exists.
Okay,
and like
okay. Then you can't really count
right
it. But
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, you can't really count it, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't watch it. No. I found some enjoyable parts in it, and I feel like characters are treated better in GT than they are in what I've heard from Super. But I can't say much to that because I haven't seen all of Super or any of it actually. So I guess we'll see when we get there, if we ever do,
ooh,
fellas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. oh, well, no, I'll save that. Never mind. So anyway, you will love Dragon Ball Z specifically, Ben, because there is a lot of that. There's a lot of, you're making me use this.
Well, I won't say overall I love it. I've enjoyed it in this show.
I don't think it's used as much as you think, Chest.
Because
I've been rewatching Z with my children, and
I won't talk about it.
Don't spoil for me.
It's not as much as you think. At least that specific line. You're gonna make me use this one.
Yeah,
it's not that. So, but then we'll
no
see again once we get there.
Far.
Okay, that said a lot.
Yeah. Oh man, so good.
Yeah, that one definitely. That line's like every episode. Just kidding, it's not that bad. Every other episode.
Not so that bad.
What are the thoughts? What are the thoughts, Sherman?
You know, I liked that they brought in just a little more depth. They're showing just a little more decent storytelling in these past few episodes with Abel, the puppet guy. Mm-hmm. We get a little bit of his backstory, and
yeah,
you know,
it's a little sad.
Yeah, so the whole thing is like Mash actually has empathy. Like he shows it when he puts himself in the what was the guy? The other guy, I forgot his name, the mask guy. The mask guy he fought with the swords. What was his name? Anyway, Mash said something that was like, yeah, if I was in his shoes, I would feel very much like he does. And you gave him hope or whatever, that kind of stuff. So like they're adding this idea of empathy in our characters. And we get a little bit of Abel's backstory with his mom being murdered by like some low life commoner. And you're like, okay, so this isn't just the magic users, the high class people are bad, and like all the lower class people are good. There's bad and good on each side. You know what I mean? So I like that they're adding just a little bit more. And it's Mash's character that's kind of winning people over. Abel, by the end of this, isn't just like, you all need to die because you're low class scum. He was like, okay, now I'm kind of understanding. You know, the weak have a right to defend themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just because they're a lower class doesn't mean that we should destroy them all. Even though I still kind of feel that way, maybe I'm wrong in this. So I like that it's Mash's personality that's changing things.
So to be clear, he's still not a good dude.
Well, he's I think
on board with genocide.
I think it's a step to where he needs to be, where he's changing in that. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So I like that they're adding just a little bit more depth into the story.
Yep. It's good. Yep. It's good. Yeah. And we have the conflict of people have found out about his no magic thing, and it wasn't resolved at all.
That was so funny when that was revealed.
Wait, so that means this and this?
What? He's like, yeah.
Oh man. See, that was another moment where like that main bad person was like, yeah, you know, I have the mirror of you can't get me with magic and blah blah blah, and holding it in front of her face, and they're just like, what would be great right now if Mash punched him through the mirror in the face? And what he did?
Yep.
Exactly that. Yep. Or no, kicked.
Well, technically, it was a kick, but you know.
Yeah. Still great.
It was great.
Still great.
Actually.
Everyone's just like,
yeah. It won. It was good. It was very satisfying. Very satisfying moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's great because this is a gimmick that can't last the whole show. And it lasted a whole season.
It'll last into the second season.
Right. Not only do his friends know, but a random student knows now. So like the secret's out.
Which is so funny.
Yeah.
It's great. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. So that was the episodes we watched. Now, like a show as a whole, I'm curious how you felt by the end of it. Like, excuse me. Not necessarily where it ranks yet, but a show as a whole. What show would you, this might give away a little bit where you might be ranking it, but what would you compare it to as far as what we've watched, as far as quality? You'd be what like, oh, that was a like, yeah, like what we've covered in the show. Like you'd be like, oh, it's not like in content, but like quality wise, you're like, I put it with that show. For me, for example, I would say for me, it's definitely at least at a Moriarty level for me.
Mm. So I don't know what to do with this show. This is very new territory for me. So I've really enjoyed this show. And it's not, in my eyes, it's not like any other of the shows I love. Well, it's got similarities to shows I love, but this is the most silly show that I really like and am not annoyed by. It's also probably the biggest flip I've had on any show, any anime show I've ever watched.
All right.
Because episode 1 and 1.5, 2, I was like, this show is dumb.
And you said those exact words.
Oh, I'm sure I did. I remember watching the trailer. I was like, this is not my type of show. When I think of show, that's not something I would enjoy. It seemed to be fitting that perfectly. And it was all about expectations. I said it on the show. I was like, you know what? I'm at a change my perspective here. Like, they're trying to be funny, and then there's other things happening. And man, by the end of it, like, I'm so excited for season 2. I will say though, I don't really know how to rank this. I just know, this is a phrase I thought of when I was thinking of the show earlier. I am rooting for this show. Like, I just want it to do so well. Like, it's exciting to me watching it and enjoying a genre that I don't think I've appreciated before in anime.
That's awesome. Well, for me, I definitely think, for whatever reason, I honestly don't even know why, when we started the show, I think I was just in a position where I wanted to be negative about a show. Like, I didn't want to be, I'm always overly positive. Always. With like everything in life. Like, I'm way too positive about, like, it was great. I was like, it wasn't great, Zach. It was like, it was good. You know, like, it wasn't the best. It wasn't the best. The Hobbit has too much CGI, man. It's not the same as Lord of the Rings. I never would say that. Just an over-exaggerated example. But I really came out swinging at this show for whatever reason. And yeah, I switched. And I would say you had a healthy situation of switching. Like, this is not your genre, and you were won over. I think I was just being dumb. So this is definitely my genre. So why was I being dumb? So, like, I think I've accurately ranked it so far for what it is at this point. But I did enjoy it a lot, especially when I just let myself enjoy it for what it was being. I think it was great. It was phenomenal.
Chess, maybe you had the same expectation as I did, because I'm the one who picked this show, and we're like, okay, I cold picked it. It's going to be terrible. So
that's probably it. Yeah,
I think it was just in your head that, like, this is going to be bad and it'll be fun to make fun of it. And it didn't turn out that way.
It's not my fault. It's Colt's fault.
Right. I'll take that blame.
There you go.
Oh, that's funny. So Chess.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, my.
Darn. I should have said so Ben at the same time.
I know.
It's okay. We're out of sync. Didn't happen.
You were getting pretty specific on, like, ranking, and I was
ranking it. Unless Colb has something to say. I'll definitely rank it unless Colb has something to say.
About what exactly? You know, I will say something about the show. Well, another reason why I thought it was an appropriate ending, I didn't get to say this earlier, was because Mash is a character that probably won't lose. And when he fights the new big bad, if he was to get beat and to stay down as an ending, it wouldn't really fit his character, because he's kind of too dumb for that. You know, he'll always find a way to at least come out on top. But he can't necessarily win against the new bad guy either. So what they did perfectly, I think, is that it was a draw.
That's a good point.
It was a draw. Yeah. The guy is like, okay, I don't have time to finish this, even though he wasn't really winning. And he just left. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think appropriate. They brought in some empathy. They brought in a new bad guy. Turned out to be a draw. And the gimmick of no magic has been found out. A good ending.
Yeah, that was good.
A good ending. So there you go. That's my last thought on that. Chess, cool. Where's it rank?
It's good.
So I'll rank first, since I was about to spill the beans. So out of, what am I sitting at now? 77 shows. It is the top of my green category. which is great. Few to no issues, everybody. That's green for me. There's black, blue, then green. And so it is at number 27 for me.
Nice.
Mm.
It is right above Death Note, Hell's Paradise, and Chainsaw Man, and Moriarty the Patriot. Right below MF Ghost, Mega Bloks, Parasite, Trigon Stampede, One Punch Man, and Spy X Family. It's kind of your five on either side, I think. I think it was about five on either side. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. Mm. So that's where it is. The top of the greens for me.
Top of the greens.
Top of the green. Great. Few, no
top issue. Of the morning green.
Top of the green morning green.
Nice.
Top of the two.
Out of 88 shows.
Hey.
Flaunting that.
No, I like to brag. It is in my good, very few complaints category, which is the third tier. And it is ranked number 40.
Oh, you just put it in there. Look at that.
Yep. It's right below Nichijou, My Ordinary Life, which I thought was hilarious, and right above Kenichi, The Mightiest Disciple.
It's kind of a split between those shows, isn't it?
Kind of is.
Comedy,
yeah.
And then like just martial arts fighting. That's funny.
Yeah. So number 40. Nice. Above half, but you know, it has some way to go to get above some of these other shows.
And now, Ben's ranking at 41 shows. All right, so mine is at, and I really don't feel good about the middle of my list. I felt better and better about the top and the bottom, but the middle is just extremely difficult. There's some finished shows, some not even done with one season. So anyways, where it is at the moment is at 20 out of 41 shows. Nice. It's kind of in a little group. So it's with Blue Lock, Solo Leveling, some newer shows that I'm really enjoying, but they just have a lot more to prove. But man, I think after season two, if it keeps this up, I could see it working its way to the top of the blue section, which there's no description there. So you just have to figure out what blue means. And, you know, if it keeps going, the potential for orange, because what's happening is I'm really enjoying it. I'm laughing. I'm getting payoffs in the punches. And I really like the main character.
Yeah,
those are all very, very positive things.
Yeah.
So, Ben, can I just say the thing that I love the most about your list is there's no color code. So I have no idea what these colors mean. And the thing I hate the most about your list is there's no color code. So I have no idea what I'm looking at.
I like
every
guessing.
Time. I really love guessing. And one time we're going to have to sit down and like try to guess like,
But don't give us any answers, Ben.
Yeah, but you
keep
don't
the mystery.
You just say like, if we get it perfect, you can say yes.
No,
because we have to be so destructive.
Nope, don't even.
Well, you know that whatever it is, it's not going to be like good, better, best. It's going to be like something insanely specific.
I know,
and I have no idea.
See,
once the mystery is revealed, there's no more. It's going to lose all of its luster.
Well, that is kind of what mystery is. Is if it's
well, you're in luck no because. Mystery. I don't even know what they mean.
Well, now we know. Now the mystery's gone.
I just have them broken up into what I believe are like sections.
Yeah.
Where they fit, if that makes sense.
That's fine.
You know, and yeah. So this is a big deal, even that I have 41 of anything ranked.
Oh, that was the other thing I was going to say is that, for one, your decisiveness, Benjamin, your growth in decisiveness in ranking shows has grown exponentially in the 2 to 3 years that we've recorded. That's not a lie. But
Professor.
your list was like much considerably shorter when we started.
Oh, yeah.
Like
I probably had like 14 on there.
Out of the growth of lists, like Kolb's was always the longest, and then mine was close to his, and he's kind of outpaced me. But yours is like shot down there, and I'm like, that's awesome. Because honestly, you've like you're at half of Kolb and more than half of me. And so it's no longer like, oh yeah, I've got 12 shows and you know, the top 10, that's just the not, there's just two left. It's like, there's like 40 shows.
I think you started with 18, Ben.
Yeah. Cause I remember making comments like that. Yeah. When we did our top 10 is I was like, this is interesting because I've kind of spoiled myself and that really the only animes I've watched thus far are some of the classics or just great ones. And it makes me more excited about like the top 10 and things like that, because it's much more meaningful now. Cause I have more, context. I have more shows to compare it to, and it's helped me appreciate some animes. Like if we would have watched Mashley like a year ago or even 2 years ago, or especially when I first started, no way. I would have said, no,
you wouldn't have liked it.
I wouldn't have been willing to like give it a shot, but like, I see the value and like, all right, let's just see what this is now that I know what it's trying to be. And here I am. It's really had an impact on me and how I shows and stuff, you know.
One comment I did want to add that one of the reasons it's up at 27 and above some of the other shows, like for example, it's above Chainsaw Man, which for the anime community was like this insane show that they loved. And I really enjoyed watching it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually, I think this is a great example of why it's above Chainsaw Man. Because for me, one of the factors that I did enjoy about this show is I could pass this show off to pretty much anybody. Like Kolb's watching it with his kid. It's a very like, hey, you want to watch a show? This is just a fun romp. Like, go watch this show, man. It's hilarious. Yeah. It's very, very action packed. It's very fun. I don't have to like, you know, like kind of measure who I'm suggesting this to. Like if you like anime, anybody can go watch it. Just go watch it.
Check it out.
And so that actually raises it in the rankings for me because it is a good show. It's not just like, oh, this is a, you know, a clean, nice show that anybody can watch, but it's not that great. So I'm going to put it up in the rankings. No, that's not a reason enough to rise in the rankings. But if it's a great show, it is maybe a reason to give it an edge. Because Chainsaw Man, I would definitely not suggest to any and all persons. Mm. Although it is an insane show. Quite insane. Anyway.
Colt, did you watch that one at all?
Chainsaw Man?
Yeah.
I did not. I was thinking about it for a long time.
You should.
Right, but it's the same creator as JJK, right?
Nope, I don't think so.
Oh,
no?
Really?
Hmm. I don't.
You know?
Yeah.
You guys say my memory is pretty good, and I'm pretty sure Ramos said that a long time ago.
That
same creative team or same author or what? But
Chainsaw Man. I do think it's the same production house.
Okay, might be. Well, let's get your research going, Jess. We missed that.
Yeah.
So
Ben's been doing it instead.
Different authors of the manga. There's no direct connection between the two creators.
Okay.
Then both series are dark fantasy shonen manga, but that's just similarities in their genre. So the same production house, MAPPA, made both.
All right.
But that's
MAPPA know how.
That is my favorite. My favorite ad. Yes. So they're not connected. The mangas are not connected, I should say.
All right, that's fair. Then it's either my memory or Ramos is wrong. One of the two.
There are some similarities in some of the things they do. But again, that's a genre thing. So. But it's just an insane show.
Sure.
Like it is very gory, though, I will say.
Yeah.
Very gory.
Gore doesn't bother.
One of the coolest things that they did, they do the opposite of us. So really they took this from us and they flipped it to not copyright infringe us.
Classic.
They kept the same intro for their openers, but every episode had a different ending. So I actually watched all the closers, the closing credits. I watched all of them because it was always a different song. And it was different animation and it was tailored to that. And I just loved it. I thought that was so unique. And I,
a lot of work.
It was a lot of work. And I came out
a lot of money spent.
It was not, no name bands either. Like in Japan, they were major bands that were doing this. So it was a big deal. They definitely spent a lot of money on this show.
Major bands in Japan. Major
Japanese bands played in Chainsaw Man.
Tonight on Fox.
The Simpsons.
Yeah, that brought me back.
Oh,
The Simpsons or Fox.
Man.
What Ben did. But I was exactly what I thought of was, the Simpsons lineup was right after that.
Yep. Oh, man.
Yep. Man, I haven't watched The Simpsons in so long.
It's been a minute.
Told me you kept up with any of the current stuff. I knew you were.
Other than that Death Note episode that I was told to watch, I haven't watched any of the real new stuff.
Wow. Show your true feelings. I was told to watch.
Yeah. Sorry. Not that, Perfection seasons 1 through 9 for sure. And then, and after that, I kind of, it wasn't as funny. I think they were trying a little too hard.
Did y'all ever watch Futurama?
Yes.
Nope.
That one is hilarious.
Missed that train. Yeah, is that one really good?
Oh, it's so funny.
Now, I have not gone and watched the newest season that they made out of fear, that I won't like it. Mm-hmm. Because in college, I loved Futurama.
I'm showing my age with that. I'm afraid of everything. Like, anything that's kept tied to something that I love, I'm like, I can't watch this. I'm so terrified I'm not going to like it or that it'll ruin something I already do love. I'm just a scared old man, you guys.
And like X-Men?
And also, oof.
Oh, I already know that. I'm not going to watch that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
For that reason or?
No. For many other reasons. Mostly having to do with a certain corporation.
Yeah, he's a vegetarian, so.
Yeah, he can't eat meat anymore.
That's right.
While he's watching shows.
Yeah.
While he's watching the shows. I am a movie-going vegetarian.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, you know what I had happen lately? It's actually less important what I went and saw, but you know what I got to do? I went to the movies with friends the other day. I haven't done that in so long. Like, I've gone to the movies many times, usually with my wife. Yeah. But, like, my buddy texted me to go see. Well, you better not be going to the movies with my wife. We're going to have to go have a fight. But, my buddy texted me and was like, would you go see Dune Part 2 with me? And I was like, yes.
Yeah, you're a big Dune guy, aren't you?
Big Dune guy.
Yeah.
I was already going to go see it, but a little later. And so he invited me to go out and watch it, and he bought my ticket. What a guy. He did. He bought my ticket. And another guy crashed in on our party, so it was the three of us went out and watched this movie, and it was so fun. Like, we were laughing and cutting up during the commercials and the previews, and we all got popcorn, and it was just an experience. It was just fun.
Right.
And I was like, man, I haven't done this like consistently with friends since college consistently. but it was just a good time. My buddy snuck in a Jersey Mike sub, and I was like, that is definitely like, I was trying to like, I was looking at him as he came in. I'm like, where does he have it? And I couldn't,
incredible.
I couldn't figure it out. And then if suddenly it appeared, and I was like, I still don't know where you produced that from.
Yeah. Oof.
It's like when we went and saw The Hobbit at college and we all snuck in McDonald's.
Yep. One of my favorite memories.
Yep. That
one of my favorite bringing food into the theater memories, I should say.
That was phenomenal.
Video is somewhere where we're talking about, I'm like moving the camera around and we're all like putting it down our pants and our jackets. And
before we go.
Just so absurd.
I had a friend whose mom had a huge handbag. And she snuck a whole pizza into the
theater. Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Which is hilarious because it was a mom, so it's even better because it's like she's in on it for her kids. She like snuck a whole Little Caesars pizza into the theaters, which is just so funny because like obviously you did not get this from the theater. Like at least if it was some fancy food, like a burger, maybe at a fancy restaurant, like theater, you could have gotten it, but not a pizza, not a whole Little Caesars pizza.
So, my wife, as you know, is not like a big rebel, you know, she's not out there to break all the rules. Mm. And I remember when we were dating or when we first got married, and nothing's changed. We still have ice cream all the time. But at that time, we were also having ice cream all the time, and we wanted to go see a movie at the movie theaters. So we packed, I'm pretty sure this was her idea, which love her for it. We packed little things of like little mini bowls of ice cream and brought in our own spoons and everything.
Just your dinnerware. You brought the, yeah. Bring in the dishwasher and like toss it in as you're watching.
Yep. Oh,
don't so mind glad. Us.
Yep. Oh man.
That's so funny. That's
what was the movie for that one?
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, I remember
movies,
our
not
first boring. Movie together, but I don't remember like,
what was your first
I remember
movie?
We, Tangled. That was one of our first dates. Wow. We went and saw Tangled together.
Tangled?
Yes, sir.
Levi. That's who it was.
Yep. Yes. Yes. Yep. Very good voice for anime.
Very good voice for Flynn Rider.
And for real life.
Yeah, it was for Flynn. Cool dude. Fun dude.
Yeah.
Chuck.
Cool throwback dude. Chuck. Chuckity anyway. Chuck, Chuck, Chuck.
Well, we've done it, fellas. We've watched MASH.
We really did.
We finished the season. Season one, at least.
Did I? I thought.
Flying Colors. Passed with Flying Colors.
Chest, what was your first movie with your wife?
I do not remember.
Okay.
I don't. I do remember that me and Felbin tried to show our wives Star Wars, and they both fell asleep. Or, like, were so bored that we turned it off. Now, thankfully, I played the long game, and it was like six years into marriage. I waited.
Yeah.
And then 6 years into marriage, got her to watch all of Star Wars.
Good. Good.
So I played that one well, but yeah, I do remember that. That was disappointing. I thought the relationship was over before it started.
Yeah.
Didn't end though. So.
Right.
Because it was episode 4, and even Cole can't disagree with episode 4.
I love the first 3.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, you don't disagree with it.
No, I don't. I actually love those movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, you're okay with those movies.
Right. Yeah, they're adequate enough.
Yeah.
First movie for you and Kim? Are you in?
It was National Treasure 2.
Oh my word. Not even the first one.
How random.
That's hilarious.
It was one of those where we're broke high schoolers.
Nice.
And what's in the theater? Nothing we know except this one. Nicolas Cage is funny.
Well, and Ed Harris is in that one.
That's true, Ed Harris.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Which I'm a big Ed Harris fan. He's great.
Low on money.
That first National Treasure was great, like for the time, and like why wouldn't Ed Harris want to be in the second one?
Right.
Something about Disney and sequels, I guess.
Yeah, they make a lot of money.
Yeah, they really do. Can I just say?
Nope.
The movie theater experience is just great.
I knew you were going there.
Yeah. I was going to say it earlier.
You're absolutely right.
It's just when you were just describing that, I'm just like, man, a lot of people don't appreciate that now. And it's not just a certain age. Like in general, people just don't go crazy about the movie theater experience. And I think it is just as amazing today as it was when I was in high school or whatever. I just think it's great. Like you talked about the food, going with people, going to see the movie. You know, if there's a line, waiting in line, it's just... it's too good. That's why I like that our future guest, we have gone to see several movies up here together because not a lot of other people want to, not interested. It's like we go to the theater and it's great.
Oh, it's great.
It's so good.
And now they've like upgraded almost all theaters to where there's like reclining seats and yes. it's not just like specialty theaters anymore.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. So good.
So good. One of my favorite most recent movie experiences was I went with my, I think I mentioned it on the podcast, but I went with my brother and dad and we saw the extended edition of Return of the King when it was in for beautiful. one day in theaters it was in. And I was like, I'm going, I don't care if I'm going by myself. And my brother love and dad was like, we'll go. So I was like, we're going 3 and some hours. Let's do it.
That's
four so and good. A half hours.
Is it 4.5 already?
Yeah. The third one is
it's long.
Long.
It was so long. But it was amazing. It was amazing.
Shout out to really Gene and Mark. Yep.
Yeah. My son Daniel keeps asking me when we can watch The Boy and the Heron again.
Nice.
And every time he asks, I'm like, I don't think you actually want to watch this movie. I think you just want to go to the theater. Like that's, he just loved the theater experience. As Ben was saying, there's something special about it.
It's too bad that that is the only movie he's allowed to watch in theaters.
Right. Yeah. So.
Because it was limited edition.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I mean, if he really liked that movie, that's great. But I'm pretty sure he just wants to go back to the theater.
Why are you discouraging your son?
Let's I'm not discouraging. I didn't say it to his face. I'm saying this is what I thought in my head.
Oh, behind his back you're saying this.
Yeah, you don't talk to your children ever. You just talk about them later.
Never directly.
Oh, no, that's parenting.
I directly talk to my child.
Avoid eye contact.
Right.
It's usually very loud.
Until they move out of the house, they should never hear your voice.
This is what we call absent fatherhood.
Right. Yep.
That's what built America.
Yes. Here, here. Dilly, dilly.
Here, here.
Coal mines and canaries. It's good. It's good.
Oh, man. So good.
Well, next week, we've already heard from Colt, but next week we will have a special treat for you, mainly because I won't be there. It's the biggest pro to it. So tune in to not hear my voice. I haven't listened to what they've said about me yet, but I'm very curious to hear what that will be. And yeah, you'll have an exciting, there is still a guest though. There's a permanent guest for this upcoming series. Ooh. And y'all aren't being forthcoming. So I'm not going to give any spoilers of what you're recording.
Yeah. It's good.
Which is fun. So tune in next week for a new series. Yeah, new show.
Yeah, that works too.
I may or may not guest on it, depending on how things go. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But we do promise, as we've written in our descriptions, we will come back to Blue Lock. We will finish that show. We do promise. to avid fans who are like, what the heck are you doing? Why have you not recorded the last four?
They've been going crazy over that.
They have. I've gotten so many personal letters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not texts, not emails, letters, physical letters. Yep. So, but until then, we hope you've enjoyed this particular episode, the end of MASH, but the beginning of something new here on Three Dads talking about.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1? You get 3 dads talking about anime. What do you get when 3 guys love anime? You get 3 dads talking about anime. What do you get when those 3 guys
love
guys
start having kids, children,
dads,
and so
become fathers and
each have kids
separately?
Went on separate ways.
What happens?
So
you get 3 dads talking about anime. 3 dads talking about anime.